Welcome to the 76th episode of the Triple Takeover Toycast, a fortnightly podcast all about Transformers and occasionally other toy lines as well. My name is 6-0, but more on that later, because with me, as ever, are my two gorgeous co-hosts. First up, we got Liam from Toybox Soapbox. How you doing?
What to the ho, yo?
Oh my God.
I knew there was going to be energy there.
Yeah.
Dude, updating it for a new generation.
Never do that again. Wow.
Say what?
I'm not even going to attempt to get on board this, whatever is happening right now, because it's just going to be a car crash. I can't even tell you. Nobody needs to hear that.
Word to your moms.
Absolutely. Yep. All of that. Indeed. Well, I'm glad to hear you're in good spirits. Jason. We also have Jason of J-Swags. How are you doing, Jason?
I'm very good. I'm tempted to try and do a Grimlock, but I'm not even going to go there, actually.
Oh, you know? Well, that's been popular. that's been popular on the old Discord.
That's it. Exactly. You know, peak again. Just not my jam. Pronunciation and impressions. But yeah, happy to be here.
You see, all these specialist skills that you're discovering now that you're on a podcast that you never knew that you had.
Funnily enough, my son tried to do an impression of an Irish impression tonight, and it was as bad as mine. So,
oh dear.
You know, there we go. It runs in the family. All good.
Oh, good.
Jason, did you see recently there was a leak of a new Alpha Trion toy?
My God.
Do you know, it's just there's different ways to pronounce everything, isn't there? That's what we have to excel, you know.
Yeah, there's right ways, there's wrong ways, all sorts of ways.
Exactly. You know, I'm just glad it's entertained the Discord so much. This
it
is
very much.
This is why people need to sign up to Patreon for all this content. You know, because I'm getting a ribbon.
Very much so. Yeah, if all you hear is the public episodes, I feel like you're sort of depriving yourself of a really really good opportunity to hear the frequency with which Jason mispronounces things and the sort of hilarity that creates on our Discord afterwards as well.
It's just like, that's what my girlfriend said. I'm here for the vibes. That's what it is.
Well, let's see if you're here for the knowledge as well, because we've got a full-on quiz happening tonight. And Jason, you were feeling pretty nervous about this, I think.
Yeah, so this is where I'm going to be seen. This was the reality.
Found out.
It's like, what is he? Is this guy? Yeah. And I know my weak points, but let's see how we get on.
Well, we'll see how we go. It might be some questions that might be all right for you. Liam, how are you feeling? Confident?
Well, I'm a little bit nervous because normally I'd be quite confident, but I don't know how tricksy you're going to be here.
Not going to be tricksy. They're all fairly straight up questions.
I don't know, like, have you been consulting Maz on these questions? Is it going to be like,
I was going to say,
which color was Dahlia Clone?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
17B/X that was released in 1979 or something like that.
It's not to that extent. I'd be lying if I said there isn't at least one question that you know, relates to some sort of Dahlia Clone heritage and colors and things, we'll see how we go. We'll see how we go. So for clarity then, for the people listening at home, this is the first time we've done anything like this, so I've no idea if it's going to work, but it'll be fun finding out. So we're going to do a quiz. I am going to read the questions. Jason and Liam are going to have a go at answering. I'll turn to one or the other of them each time to see what their answers are, but you are going to write them down, aren't you, gents, so that we can verify that you're not cheating. And just going off what the other person says. Yeah. Exactly. All
pen and
fair
paper.
And above board here.
This is my paper. There we go.
Jason, is that like maths paper with the little squares on it?
It's not. It's just blank. It's just printer paper. Wow. I don't have any squares.
You're too hip to have squares.
Yeah.
Well, now that we've verified the type of paper that everyone's using, we'll get into
it. I'm using a notebook. Lined paper. Just like a file of facts.
Wonderful stuff, mate.
I almost took out the old triple takeover file of facts for this, but
We'll save that for later, because we will do a little segment on our Discord and our Patreon and our sponsor, that's tfsource.com, by the way. And of course, Liam's infamous Redbubble segment. All of that is to come later on.
So what you mean?
We've got some Patreon questions and all of that to go through after the quiz is done.
Yeah.
But so we got numerous questions. This is all related to G1 toys. So G1 Transformers toys, the original toy line.
G1 pop quiz.
Right. Exactly. It's you didn't know this is the thing.
Totally.
You said it might be a bit more general, but no, it's all G1 toys, and it's all, well, I'd say mostly related to the Western line. There are some questions that you could consider the Japanese toys for, though. So do have the Japanese toys in mind as well for some of it.
Okay.
But it's specifically G1, no G2, no anything else, okay?
Okay, I'm feeling more confident.
All right. See how we go. So question one, you ready?
Connor.
Yes.
Question number one. Can you name all six Seacons.
Do you mean the Seacons?
The Seacons, yes. For clarity's sake, yes, the Seacons. Can you name all six Seacons? Think you got this in the bag, gentlemen?
No, I can name... I've got like five.
Oh, yeah, there are six of them.
What? No, no.
Not including Piranacon, by the way, the combined form. That doesn't count. You can get 6 points for this, by the way. 6 points on offer. And they have to be named correctly, Jason.
Okay, yeah. How long do we have per question?
Not long.
Not long. Okay, I'm
going to keep it moving.
I feel like there needs to be a countdown for me.
I do, yeah. I need to put in the old...
Exactly. You need the 30-second...
Well, I remember three, so...
You got three?
We're failing already.
Any advance on three, Jason?
Two. One's wrong.
You got two. Right, okay.
What about... Can we include the Japanese names as well?
Oh, come on.
No, this is the Hasbro names. This is the Hasbro names. Yeah, we'll stick with the Hasbro names.
I just need to clear my mind. Clear my mind.
Pander into the West.
Come on, Jason, let's hear your two.
Naughty later.
Yeah. Naughty later, yes. Naughty later.
And bisque. But bisque is not one.
Wow.
Can't count bisque, I'm afraid. That's not even nearly like any of them. So that's a whole different sea-based Transformers.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, you know.
Okay. So Jason, 1 point.
Yes.
Liam, let's hear your did you say three?
Yeah.
Who have you got?
I've got Overbite.
Yeah. That is one.
Naughty later.
Yes.
Snaptrap. And for some reason, I was going to say C-Clamp. Who the flip is C-Clamp?
Oh, no. C-Clamp is...
He's a beast, isn't he?
He's a Beast Wars chap. He's the trousers. Tripredicus trousers.
Yeah. Is that annoying? Because ever since I watched Master Force years ago, all I can hear is Turtler. That's it. That's
right.
The other three, it's driving me crazy. And because normally I would know this.
So would you like the answers?
Yes, please.
So Snaptrap is indeed one. That's the leader. That's the turtle, otherwise known as Turtler. Nautilator, we've had.
Yes!
Overbite is the shark dude.
I had one of those as a kid. That's why I use braces.
Yeah. All right, indeed. Scalor.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Seawing.
Seawing is the one that was stuck. You know, I was saying C-Clamp, and I was trying to remember which one. This is you talking about bloody Beast Wars. Look, you're overwriting my knowledge.
That's my excuse as
well. The plan is working. Replace all your G1 knowledge with Beast Wars.
Scalor's the fish guy, isn't he?
He is, the one everyone always normally forgets about. And Tentakill.
Oh,
how could you forget Tentakill?
Could see him, and I couldn't... I was overwhelmed.
It's one of the best named Transformers of all time.
Jason, you were what, sorry?
I do. That's a purposeful mispronunciation. I always say overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
I'm on alert now. I'm on alert here. I'm like,
I do know it's overwhelmed, but I like saying overwhelmed. Yeah.
Jason, if it helps you with this one, you could name them Snapper Trap, Overabite.
Overabite.
Tenta Akil.
Tenta Akil. Oh, yeah, that does work.
It does sort of work. Yeah.
It does work.
Now, there's a bonus. So each question has a bonus question with it. So I'm going to give you a little quick bonus one with this one. So the bonus for this is, now knowing the names, what was the original name, or supposedly the original name, of Overbite as still seen in the Marvel UK comic? Liam's face, he's like, oh no.
I just used to look at the pictures. I never read it.
Yeah. There's a very famous scene with Richard Branson. And, and in that scene, he's called under a different name. And there is also other documentation out there with this name on it as well, which says that, because it's like it was crossed out on some of the model sheets and things like that.
I'm not even going to pretend I know this.
I'm going to give you a very quick clue. It's a very popular type of children's sweet.
Gobstopper.
Heist gem.
Nice, I like Gobstopper.
Jawbreaker.
Well done. I'll give Liam a point for that.
Yeah, that's good.
I remember the episode, I remember the panel, and I remember this because did we not talk about this in the Seacon thing?
Yeah. Seacons.
Seacons episode. Yeah. I listened to the Seacons episode when I was flying to Tenerife. Oh, dear.
Jason, I lived it.
No. Yeah, exactly. Liam had the live show. Right. So far, scores are Jason 1.
Yes.
Liam 4.
This is, a comeback kid. That's me, you know.
Yeah, indeed. Well, we'll have to see how you get on with the next one. The next one is all about characters returning. So aside from Action Masters, there are... I hope I haven't missed any, because I've got this fear writing this that there are going to be people listening going, oh God, he's forgotten this one. But I think there are 7 examples that you can give me of Transformers characters receiving more than one toy during Western G1. Just Western, not Takara, just Hasbro. So there are 7 examples of Transformers that return not as an action master, as something else. Can you name all 7? So there are 7 points up for grabs here.
So it's not 7's toys, it's 7 is characters specifically. Characters. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Easy. Done.
Oh, wow, Liam's straight in there. Look at that. That was quick.
That one's easy. Yeah.
That was quick.
So I'm so annoyed about forgetting the flipping Seacon names.
Right. Time to redeem yourself here. How you doing, Jason? You ready?
I'm one away.
Oh.
Did you say the 7?
The 7. I counted 7, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them should be obvious.
Wait, is that right? No. That can't be right.
6-0. It's like we're in Jason's head right now.
It really is. I know, exactly. There's a big thought bubble coming out of his ear. You ready?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to stop there.
Okay.
Because I've run out of brain space. Oh, it's going to bug me, though. I feel like it's on the tip of my tongue.
Jason, I'm going to come to you first again, because you know, because Liam's got the full
yeah, he's got full record, okay. So I'm going to go Optimus Prime.
Right, Power Master Optimus Prime is one.
Yep. Jazz for Pretend Jazz. Yeah.
Pretender Jazz, yeah.
And Bumblebee.
Yeah.
And Grimlock. And Starscream.
Well done. For a minute, I thought you were going to miss one of them.
Totally.
We're going to get all 4? I don't know.
And this is where it gets a bit janky. Yeah. Because I've put Megatron, because he must have had a reissue. But did he?
Well, no, reissues. Not in G1, but like a second toy. Yeah,
yeah, but a second not toy.
He had an action master.
But no.
Now, I will say, point of order, I haven't included Galvatron and like Cyclonus and Scourge. So I haven't included those guys. Because I guess there's a question of like, do you count those as a new character or not?
Yeah, I would count those different. Yeah, so I got 5 there. I got 5. Okay. I've missed 2.
So you got those 5.
Yeah.
Wait. So we're not including Action Masters, did you say?
No. That was the whole thing. Not
that
Action
explains
Masters.
Why I've got 8.
Listen to the question.
This is brilliant. Okay. Have you got any more other than what Jason's mentioned?
Well, I had Bumblebee, Optimus Prime, Jazz, Grimlock.
These are Shockwave. All Action Masters.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like some of these, Bumblebee was the, what do you call it, wasn't he?
The Pretender.
It was Goldbug.
Yeah. Well, okay, Goldbug I will accept as one. Yeah. Yes, Goldbug was one.
But then Bumblebee is the Pretender.
Right, yeah. That was.
And you had Jazz as a Pretender, then you had Power Master Prime.
Yeah.
Then you had Grimlock, obviously, as a Pretender.
Yeah. Starscream.
Then I had Starscream.
Yeah.
But then I also put down, just scribbled down quickly, Soundwave, Shockwave, Megatron, because they had Action Masters.
Yeah, they're all Action Masters, yeah.
Yeah. Putting those aside. The other one, of course, was Hot Rod and Rodimus Prime.
Oh.
Who very much are the same character.
I wouldn't have counted that, though.
You wouldn't?
No, because you wouldn't count Megatron and Galvatron.
Yeah, but you see Megatron and Galvatron, 2 different guys. I tell you what, if you'd have put Megatron and Galvatron, I'd have given you a point for that as well.
I put Megatron.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, but you put Megatron,
no
you didn't put Galvatron.
With no understanding of word.
Although, to be fair, I defeat my own logic because I also included Goldberg.
Yeah, exactly. True. Okay, totally. So I think going back a step, this is all learning. We're learning as we're going. I would have then, in retrospect, included or given a point for Galvatron, Cyclonus and Scourge for those guys. But neither of you mentioned them, so that's fine.
Yep.
But so I'm awarding then, I think, Jason, am I right in saying you got 5 points?
I did, correct.
Yeah. And Liam, I think you got 6.
Yeah, that's only if you include Goldberg.
So yeah, which I would include Goldberg. Yeah. So I'm giving you 6, Liam. I'm going to give you 6.
Thank you. I wondered why I'd written 8. I'm looking at it going, why have I got so many more?
That was a bit confusing.
Just started writing character names.
Exactly. So, Jason, you're on 6 altogether.
I am.
I think I'm right in saying. I'm totaling these up as we go. Liam, you're on 10.
Oh,
still ahead. Oh. Still in the lead.
Oh. I'm still hurt by the Seacon business.
Yeah,
generally.
Right. You've got a bit to make up there. So we've got a quick fire bonus round, you see. Still on characters returning.
Okay.
I'm going to read you 12 names, and you have to tell me which of these characters did not come back as Action Masters.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to read you 12 names. Some of them did come back as Action Masters. So, and we want to know which of these did not. So it's either a did or a did not.
So yes or no.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you ready?
Go.
Inferno, Grapple, Jazz, Trax, Ironhide, Prowl, Blaster, Snarl, Sludge, Sideswipe, Sunstreaker, Red Alert.
Can I get 5 again, please?
Can I get a P, please, Bob?
Yeah, sure, sure. So five for Jason, you think, Liam? Are you confident you got
No, I mean, or? As in, I need, what was five?
Number five. Oh, you want number five.
Yeah, I want number five
one,
again.
One, two, three, four, five. That was Ironhide.
Can I just recheck? What was nine?
Sludge.
And this, we're basically saying yes or no to exactly, whether they came exactly. back as Action Masters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, did they come back or not? So let's go through it. How many do you think you've got right?
I would be surprised if I haven't got at least all but one. And I think I've got
one. Oh, really? I don't
all
know.
All but one? Yeah. Okay, okay.
So some of them I was immediate, but other ones I was a bit like, don't know. So
okay, okay.
I'm going to say 10.
10, you reckon 10? Okay, confident on this one. Liam, I'm going to go to you first. So Inferno, yes or no?
Yes.
Jason?
Yes.
Both correct, so both a point on that one. Grapple, yes or no?
No.
No.
No, very good. So both a point on that. Jazz?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, both a point. Trax?
Yes. Yep.
Yes, good, both a point. Ironhide?
No. No.
Very good, both a point. Prowl?
Yes.
Yes.
So yes for both, yeah.
Cool bike.
Blaster?
Yeah, that's a good one, that one.
Yeah, okay, good. Snarl?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Sludge?
No.
No.
Yeah. Sideswipe?
Yes.
Yep.
Sunstreaker?
No.
No.
And Red Alert?
No.
Oh, I said yes to Red Alert.
Oh, Jason, that wrong? You were so close. You were so close. I was thinking, this is incredible. You guys got them right. I was like, wow. So Jason, you get 11 points for that. Liam, you get the full 12, which
well
is quite
done,
amazing.
Liam. That's good. Yeah.
Liam, you're on an almighty 22 at this point.
Thank you. I'm still bitter about the Seacon.
Those damn fish. Jason, you now have 17.
Yeah.
Oh, you're keeping score yourself.
I am, yeah.
Totally that. I see that. Interesting.
Should have gone with my gut on that last one as well, because I was like, they didn't do Red Alert. But anyway,
I tried to throw in a few that I thought might be tricky. You know,
the sludge one was the one that almost threw me.
I could see that.
Like,
I could see that. I always thought it was weird that they did Snarl of all of them. They did Grimlock and Snarl, and then none of the other Dinobots. It's
true.
Snarl, who didn't get a G2 toy or anything like that, but he just got a random Action Master. Like,
not true. Even in the movie. Mostly.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like this is this guy's time to shine in 1990. You know?
Yeah, totally. Mm. That was good. Enjoyed.
Good. So, well, we're going to move on to this might be a hard one.
Diaclone time.
Yeah, this is
just when Maz turns off.
This might be the one that you were both fearing. So,
oh no.
Name four Autobot cars. So, like the Diaclone Carbots, if you like. So, the Autobot cars with color schemes that never featured in the original Japanese Diaclone car robots line.
Ooh.
So, they were released as Transformers in a color that was never featured in the Diaclone Car Robots line, in the Japanese Diaclone Car Robots line. I will say the Japanese is an important point here. So, and I will tell you, there are potentially, I think, five examples, but can you name at least four of them? This is separating the wheat from the chaff now. This is men from the boys stuff.
I'm going back to the back of the box art. Memories,
right?
You know, I think.
Well, maybe don't do that because that was all over the place.
That's a terrible idea. Oh no. Okay, I've got four, but
you think you got four? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get all five, I'd give you 5 points, of course. But I don't know why I wrote name four, and then I'm like, but there are five.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
I've got five, but I'm pretty sure one is wrong.
Okay. Interesting. Liam, we'll come to you first this time. So, do you want to take a stab at a first one?
Blue Streak, all silver.
Blue Streak is correct. That would be a point because he was all silver in Transformers, whereas he was either blue or kind of black and silver, the kind of cartoony look, bizarrely, in Diaclone.
I had that too. I had silver.
You had that too.
I had Silver Streak because that's what.
Yeah,
I
yeah. That I'll give you a point for that. That's good. So 1 point on each of that. Jason, have you got another example?
Hoist.
That is correct. Yes. Yes. He was green in Transformers and he was only red and blue in Diaclone.
So that was the back of the box that hinted into
that. Yeah. Liam, did you get that one?
I had Hoist.
You had Hoist. Yeah. Good. Liam, give us another one.
Ironhide in red.
Now, I will give a point for this. And that was why I specifically said this is an interesting one, actually, because I said Japanese Diaclone car robots line. Technically, Ironhide was released in red, but only in Italy and Finland.
Oh,
so
okay, yeah.
That's why I didn't put him.
Yeah, not in Japan. So there was a... You can find Ironhide in red in Diaclone packaging. Maz will be very happy at this, I'm sure. But only in Italy and Finland. So yeah. I'm going to give a point for that. Jason, did you get that one?
No, I had... So I'll give you another one. I had Ratchet instead.
Was white in Diaclone, though.
Oh, but he wasn't an ambulance.
Yeah, it was an ambulance. Yeah.
Oh, was he? Oh, damn. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wow. You heard me for a minute. I was like, what?
Confidently said, not knowing any idea about Diaclone.
Right. Sure. Just say it confidently enough.
Yeah. It's like the Force.
Okay. So, so we've got two more. Okay. There's one that is like the most obvious one, I would say.
Sunstreaker.
Thank you. Yeah. Absolutely.
He was never yellow? Really?
Never yellow in Diaclone. Ah, yeah.
So I kept going back and forth, but then am I thinking of like a e-hobby or something? You know,
That's why the stickers on his shoulders are red, because he was a red toy.
Of course, because he was a red toy. Yeah. So I didn't have that. Yeah. The only other one, which I think is wrong and wasn't even, I don't even know where he came from originally, Inferno.
No, that was a fire engine.
Red fire engine, right. Jason. Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah. Come on, dude.
Don't choose the emergency vehicles. They love those. Yeah. They're very popular in Diaclone. I know exactly. Hauler. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got two then.
You got two. Anybody get the fifth?
See, there's some confusion here because initially I was going to say Red Alert as the...
Okay.
Not the fire chief.
Yeah.
It was obviously the deep
actually,
cover.
Red Alert, to be fair, I didn't have Red Alert on my list, but I would give you a point for Red Alert, actually, in which case there's another one. So there's six potentials, because that is true.
Because he's
Red
the fire Alert chief. One as well. Yeah.
There is another one.
There's another one that threw me, which was, so I also put Sideswipe as red, but I put a question mark, because that's the Hasbro thing, switching from yellow and red between him and Sunstreaker.
No, I would count that, because the toy was released in red. The other one was Trax. Was never released in blue.
Suck it and see.
Oh, yeah, it's on the list. He's got it.
Well Suck done.
It. Yeah, just red and black.
Look, man, we had Maz on this podcast for how long? His obsession with the finished black tracks and all the different ones.
Yeah, totally.
I had tracks. He was on one of my...
You know. Technically, I suppose you could say just red, I think, in Japan. Yeah. But yeah, still, you know, the point being that it wasn't blue.
Yeah, totally. I should have got that.
So on my list, I wrote Blue Streak, Sideswipe, Ironhide, Trax, Hoist, and Sunstreaker.
So, Liam, you get the full... I think you're getting 6 points there, right?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, nice one. And Jason, two.
Two. I'm on 19.
So, Liam, that puts you on 28. And yeah, Jason, you're on 19.
Liam, oh my goodness.
Hanging in there, though. I don't even know how many points this is out of at this point, but...
Jason, you've got to remember, I support Forrest, and they keep taking the lead and being in the lead till the last minute, and someone overtakes them. So I'm fully expecting some kind of question later.
Honestly, you've been on this podcast for a lot longer than me. You've got all the knowledge.
Doesn't count for anything when you forget the names of the Seacons.
Yeah, those bloody fish. Right, there is a bonus for this one. This is actually quite a hard bonus question, though.
Oh, no.
We'll see how we get on with it. So, can you name characters that have since been established in Transformers after Generation 1 based on Diaclone Car Robots toys that were never released as part of G1? So, confusingly worded question, I give you. But, like, so a Diaclone Car Robots design, like a color scheme, that wasn't released originally as part of G1, but has since become an established Transformers character, whether through a G1 reissue or through another more modern toy, Masterpiece or a Generations toy or whatever.
Okay,
it is.
Yeah. Got you.
Let's see what you come up with.
I've got
I can never remember
straight
their names.
Away.
I own some of them as well.
One of them's quite new. One of them's literally just, that's a clue. One of them's like not even released yet. It's just been announced quite recently.
Has it?
Uh-huh.
What's been announced?
Oh, this is going to annoy me. I'm currently getting zero on this one.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Oh, my goodness.
Seven.
What are you like? Oh, no. I don't know their names.
One of them might not be a Diaclone.
Let's see where we get to. Okay. Jason, how many do you reckon you've got?
None. Maybe None. One. Maybe, Maybe one. One. Maybe
Let's
one.
Hear your
I know
one.
The I know the colors. Okay, I know the colors of them.
Let's hear your one.
So I don't think it's the name Crosswire. But who's the Silver Skids person? That's who I'm thinking.
Okay. Other one. So I've got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
9. Liam's got 9. I'll give you half a point, Jason, for what did you say? Crosswire.
I said crosswire, but it's cross something, isn't it? It's like
it's cross-cut.
Cross-cut.
So I'll give you half a point. Half a point for that. Liam, what have you got?
Do you want my list? Or...
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so from the top, we've got exhaust.
Yes.
Deep cover.
Yes.
Lift ticket.
Ooh.
Yes.
Spin out.
Yes.
The DK breaker.
Yes, DK. Yeah, breaker. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The blue trailbreaker, his name, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Popped up somewhere. Dire burnout.
Yeah.
And road rage. Oh.
Oh, road rage.
And stepper, obviously. But stepper is different because obviously he has a...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stepper's a different thing.
I had red tracks because I couldn't remember her name.
But right.
Is that road rage?
That's road rage. Yeah, 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 that's road rage. Yeah. So how many did you get, Liam? Those are all correct.
You got 9.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'll cross stepper out because stepper's a weird one because obviously he is in this category, but he got a reissue in the early 2000s on it, the Toys R Us one.
He did, so. But equally that wasn't a Diaclone thing. That was just
he wasn't, was he? He was with Headmasters.
That was just Headmasters. Was, so 8, I think you got.
Yeah.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah. 8. Yeah,
Liam got 8. So you could have also had. I can't remember which ones you said, but you could have had Cordon. Spin out. Exhaust, Rigorous, which is the new trailbreaker that's just been announced.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah, totally.
The yellow one. I was trying to remember his name.
That's it, totally. I knew the colors, didn't know their names. Yeah.
Rigorous, what a name. Breaker, Clamp Down, Tiger Track.
Oh, of course. It's in Tiger the shops track. All the time. Yeah.
Yeah. All over the front page, you give me Road Rage, Crosscut, Reboost.
Yeah. Reboost.
Reboost.
Yeah. Dire Burnout, Deep Cover, Lift Ticket. So there you go.
Isn't it strange? We now live in a world where there are so many that we can't remember.
That's mad. I know, totally.
You cut back like 2 or 3 years ago and you'd be like naming them on one finger or something.
Just adding on a few Skids repaints on there and whatever else.
It's quite funny how Skids got so many as well, because I was kind of like, and I've got variations of it as well. Excuse me, Mr. Running the Quiz. Can I have a half point for Red Tracks? Even though I didn't know, I couldn't remember it was Road Rage.
I think you need the point, so I'll say yes.
Yeah, I do need the point. That's
yeah, I'll say yes. So, Jason, you're on 20, and Liam, you're on 36, mate.
Coming on, man. Keep going.
Yeah. So, this next one is only worth 1 point. I think this should be known. I think this should be doable.
Okay.
So, which G1 toy was initially set to be the Autobot leader in Europe? There was a G1 toy released in the first few years of the line that was set to be the overall Autobot leader for the line in Europe. Who was that? Liam's looking confident.
Oh, I hope so.
I hope I've got this right.
Okay. Jason, you go first. Who do you think it was?
Wheelie. No, honestly, not really.
You had me there for a minute. No.
That'd be good. Ultra Magnus.
Okay.
No, it's wrong then. Oh, no.
Liam, who did he get?
Jetfire.
It's Jetfire.
I knew that.
Did you though?
Because you talked about that.
You wrote Ultra Magnus.
I know.
There's a lot of room between Ultra Magnus and Jetfire.
There is.
I know. Or a lot of road.
I got excited.
I knew that once it was pointed out to me.
Yeah, okay. That's my general rule at school as well.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I knew the answer when I'm writing the answer.
It was Jetfire. So the bonus point then for this question, there is just 1 point for this. This was all because another company held the rights originally to the Optimus Prime toy. Not Optimus Prime, but the Optimus Prime toy. What company was that? They held the rights to the Optimus Prime toy from Diaclone to distribute that toy in Europe at the time that Hasbro and Milton Bradley, by the way, wanted to distribute Optimus Prime, so they couldn't. So what was the other company? Liam, we'll come to you this time. What did you get?
Is it Joustra Diaclone? Is that where we're going?
It is Joustra, indeed, yeah. they also have another name, because it's a smaller...
Jig.
Gig.
Is it them?
No, that's Italy. This was Seji.
Oh, Seji.
Seji Joustra, isn't it?
Yeah, Seji Joustra.
Wow.
Did you get that one, Jason?
No.
You didn't, okay.
I put Milton Bradley, and then when you said that as part of it, I went, well, that's wrong. So
right. So Milton Bradley were part of Hasbro. They were a subsidiary of Hasbro. So, and basically, Joustra and Seji owned or had a license from Takara to distribute a lot of Diaclone toys throughout Europe, which they did under Justra. But then ultimately a deal was struck between Justra and Milton Bradley for them to kind of use stock and things like this. And
see, I love that. Now it explains whenever I'm looking on eBay at all the different Optimus Primes, why the Seji one's going for the most money and then the MB one's going for the next and so forth. Yeah,
that's why you see that there's like the leaflets and stuff with the cartoon image of Jetfire on the front, don't
exactly.
you, and
there was even a comic with Jetfire presented as the leader and things like this. So yeah, it was a big deal. It could have completely, you imagine like how it would have changed the franchise with like Jetfire being the leader in a lot of Europe and then Optimus Prime, and the cartoon would have been a bit of a mess. And
yeah,
the cartoon where the Autobots can't fly.
Jetfire just fucks
and
off.
But the leader can.
Just exactly. A jet lying on the floor, yeah, not going anywhere.
It's even the fact that Jetfire looks so like not part of, because obviously it's Bandai and everything, but it just like, yeah, it doesn't fit with the...
It would have been a bit of a messy one, yeah, definitely. I mean, in the comic they did, he looks like the toy as well. He looks like...
Yeah, true.
You know, like a Valkyrie, so it's really funny. Okay, so moving on. This is another quite quick one, this next one. Moving areas now, eras, I should say, of G1 to a little bit later on. So, what was the name of the Autobot who can be seen inside the Mega Visor gimmick found on 1992's Predator Skyquake? Jason, your face.
Jeez.
Am I out of your era now?
I don't own that toy.
Yeah.
Repeat the question, please, Quizmaster.
Okay, sure. So Skyquake, Predator Skyquake, the big one, the big jet, has a gimmick called a Megavisor where you can look through the end and you basically stick a smaller Predator jet on top of it and it reveals an Autobot through the scope.
Who is that Autobot?
Yeah, who's the Autobot? It's a tricky one, I will tell you. It's not Optimus Prime.
Every answer is going to be Jetfire now.
Yeah. I mean, if you keep repeating Jetfire, would you get any more points?
Eventually, one day.
In this quiz, not tonight, I will tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Right, do we have this? What do we think? Liam, how are you feeling about this one?
I've written a name, but I don't think it's right. I'm trying to remember, because I remember we were talking about it with someone literally the other day.
I should say that all of these questions, I feel, are things that we have at least loosely discussed on the podcast at one point or another. So, okay, come on, Liam, hit me. What do you think it is?
I've written Hyperdrive, but I don't think that's right.
That is a point.
He's got it.
Well done, son. Yeah, that's really good.
I doubted myself. I thought it was right.
Yeah, well done. It's Hyperdrive. Jason, did you get that one?
I just wrote Jazz, because that's all I can think of.
Jason, I love you so much.
Jazz. You know, he's part of that era, wasn't he?
So the funny thing about this, just we have talked about it before, but was that Hyperdrive was a planned toy that was never released. At the time, he was going to be another Turbo Master.
Yep.
And it was funny because I had this gimmick as a kid, and I remember looking through the scope and being like,
"Who's that?
Who the fuck's that?" You know what I mean? And it kind of has a bit of an Optimus Prime look to him, and it wasn't in color, kind of really on the scopes on the gimmick. So it could have been anyone. I remember thinking that it was Optimus Prime as a kid, but what did I know? How did I not know it was this unreleased figure?
To be fair, by that point, we'd been conditioned to see Optimus Prime as like Power Master Optimus
again.
So, you know, whenever you saw another truck-looking robot, that would have been the same. I think most people would have gone,
I think that's all it was.
It's just like a new Optimus Prime.
Yeah, totally.
It's vaguely like a truck. That could be Optimus Prime. So bonus question for this one then. Can you name the four smaller Predator jets?
No.
This is quite a tough for Jason's face. Just like, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
These were in a box that I sold all these guys. Yeah. Oh, I regret.
Four of them.
I've got two.
I'll give you a clue. One of them shares a name with an aerial bot.
Oh.
So that's a clue. One of them shares a name with an aerial bot.
Yeah. I've got three. I can't remember the other one, and it's going to destroy me when it pops up, and it's always the same one.
Hmm. I might struggle with this, actually, if I hadn't have, you know, and I own these toys, I love these toys, but I these are toys that I still struggle to tell you which one is which.
I might not have taken this seriously.
Oh, you've gone for comedy.
we'll try. So I've tried to on the first few, but you know.
Come on then, Jason, give me your four.
He's chewing his pen lid in a cheeky manner.
Yeah. So. Yeah. He is, isn't he?
I'm going Stalker.
No, that is the
one we just talked about. Yeah. Okay.
No, that was Skyquake.
Oh, right.
two different toys. Sorry, Jason.
Who's Optimus Prime again? Is he?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. Basics of G1. Air Raid as my guess for a.
No, sadly not.
G2.
Striker, because that sounds cool as a name.
Yeah, that's just quite a good name. Yeah, but
and swoosh,
not right?
Because that's the noise planes make.
Swoosh.
Okay. Millepoint. I'm afraid.
Oh, got it.
No, Liam. What did you get?
Talon.
Yes, that's one.
Ooh.
Fierce Whoop.
No, Fierce Whoop was the Trachom. Is the yellow plane?
Oh,
it's a shame because he looks very similar. Actually, similar size. We talked about Fierce Whoop on one of the Hidden Gems episodes, and I remember saying he reminds me of these guys, but it's not the same.
Yeah. Skydive.
Well done. That's two points. Falcon and Snare.
Snare's the one I've got as well.
Snare?
Yeah.
Snare. I've got Snare and Talon.
Swoosh is better than Snare. Come on.
Snare's a pretty good name.
Snare was in the IDW stuff, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah. So after that, we've got Jason, still 20 points.
Oh.
Liam, 41.
Oh my goodness, Liam. Oh,
not my age.
He's laughing at you at this point, man. He's laughing at you.
Let's get past this one. I need to get past my age here.
this next one will be interesting because this might involve a bit of guesswork. So we all know that G1 Fort Max was the tallest Transformers toy on release in 1987. But how tall is it?
Oh, is this going to be within? Have we got to be within?
I'll allow some tolerance. I'll give a sort of ballpark. But yeah, just give a stab at centimeters or inches. I don't mind.
I'm going to go metric.
Oh, he's got it. You can't look at it.
is he measuring it with his eyes?
Yeah. I'm imagining how many warpaths in height it is.
Yeah, I will accept an answer in warpaths as well.
I know how tall I am, so I'm going to extend my arm out. And
what do we think then? Liam, you've got the toy there, so what do you
think? I've gone with 2 feet.
2 feet, so what's that, 24 inches?
Something like that, yeah.
Not quite, but not far off. I'll give a point to whoever gets it closest, how's that?
Well, I've gone metric, so
we can figure it out.
I've gone 56 centimetres.
My God, Jason, you're bang on, mate.
Yes!
56, it's literally exactly 56
So weirdly,
centimeters.
I knew that it's somewhere in my brain.
Yeah. So I think that's point to Jason in this case.
Finally.
Well done. Liam, I'm afraid I'm going to not award you a point on this occasion.
That's all right. I'll allow it. What is 2 feet in centimetres? What's that?
Now you're asking.
Hang on.
60.1. 60. Yeah.
Close-ish. I always remember that. I think when Titan Metroplex came out, he's about 2 foot tall, and it was always that he'd just overtaken Fort Max.
Yeah, that's right. Taller. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So for a bonus point then, this is a 1 point, how much taller is Fortress Maximus than Scorponok? Although you both look around again, like Jason doesn't even have the toys there. He's just looking off into the middle distance.
My notes are here. I'm
literally got them stood side by side.
Have you? Oh no, come on.
So it was 56 centimeters or 22 inches, by the way. How much taller in inches or centimeters is that than Scorponok?
I'm just going with my gut and this one as well.
So is this to the tip of the tip of each of his heads?
Roughly, yeah. Yeah, head height, yeah. I will confess I didn't measure them. I relied on the internet for this.
I'm going to go 5 inches.
Okay, Jason, what do you think?
26 centimetres.
So now we've got to convert them, you buggers. You know what I mean? So five inches in centimetres, so that would be 12.7 centimetres. And Jason, what did you say?
I said 26 centimetres.
So I think, Jason, you are slightly closer on that because it's 20 centimeters.
Yeah!
20 centimeters difference.
What did I have?
Or 8 inches. And you, Liam, you had 12.7 centimeters inches. So, yeah, overall, Jason just pips that one, I think.
Oh, I should have gone with 6. I was like 6-ish.
Yeah. So I think after that one, we're on Liam 41 and Jason 22 catching up.
Making a comeback. Here we go.
Yeah. You probably need to win a few more questions that are worth more than 1 point, though.
Yeah, true. Small steps.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see how we get on with the next one. I think this next one's pretty easy, I think. This is one of my favourite...
You've got the answers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
This is one of my favourite G1 facts. Which G1 Autobot is named after a car part, even though he turns into a car that doesn't feature that same part?
Literally wrote it down before you finished.
Yeah, I knew you were going
to. Oh, no.
So he's named after a car part of an engine, funnily enough, but he turns into a car that doesn't have that part. What do we think?
Oh, wait, no.
Okay, I've gone for one. I've gone for a car part. So, a crankshaft.
That's not even a robot, mate. Who's that? It's not a character,
isn't it? Oh no, really?
Who are you thinking of? Who are you thinking of?
Wait, hang
which
on.
Subgroup? It's like it's sort of halfway
crank,
there.
It's crankcase. I was thinking of. That's what I was.
Oh,
thinking
you were thinking of crankcase? No, yeah. No. Okay, you. Funnily enough, you were halfway there almost with your answer.
Living on a prayer. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, Liam. Who have you got?
It is camshaft.
It's camshaft.
Omnibot. Is that an Omnibot? Yeah.
It's an Omnibot.
I knew it was an Omnibot.
That's why. I know you say that, but I said to you which subline, and you guessed crankcase. So I was like, if you'd have said Omnibot, I might have given you half a point.
Yeah, totally.
So yeah, so camshaft because he's a Mazda RX-7.
Yeah, they don't have a crankshaft.
No, and a Mazda RX-7 has a wankel engine. Which doesn't have a camshaft.
I need to take my time with these.
He can have whatever he wants, man. Just, you know, enjoys himself.
So, as a bonus, then, what was camshaft renamed for his Japanese release? Like Japan, Takara, they gave him a different name. What was that name? And it wasn't crankcase, Jason. or crankshaft.
Or crankshaft, yeah.
Liam, you've got this one?
Steve?
No, it definitely wasn't.
No
Steve.
Idea what the hell.
Oh, you got no idea? Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Jason, want to take a guess?
Piston.
It's good, but it's not right. Yeah. He was renamed Downshift. They just swapped the names Camshaft and Downshift of the two Omnibots.
I was going to say drivetrain.
Yeah. Ah, fun. No, they just swapped their names over.
Wow.
So, yeah, there you go.
That's good. That's good.
So, Liam, you get a point. You're on 42.
Yay.
Jason, you're on 22.
20 points.
Meaning of life. 42.
It's good. It's pretty respectable. I feel like this next one might be all right. You might be all right with this. What was the name of the company, we've just talked about them, who originally designed the Deluxe Insecticon toys? Well, not designed, released, I should say. Not designed. I will say who released. I should reword that. Who released the Deluxe Insecticon toys? So the pre-Transformers era, who was the company that released them?
In Japan.
This I should.
I mean, can I guess?
Jason, do you? Let's see. First, Jason, do you reckon you got this or?
We talked about this on the
we did a mini-sode on these guys.
But I feel I've got it slightly wrong. Was it not Beatra? But is it?
Well, hang on. Hold on to that.
Sorry.
That's the Hold on to that because there may be a bonus question. You see?
Okay.
Liam, go on then. What's your answer?
Takatoku.
It's Takatoku.
Oh,
well done,
Liam.
Did you have this one, Jason? Or
no, not so much. I know. No, I just had
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, bonus point then. What was the name of the toy line?
Beatra.
Beatrice.
There are four words to it, I will say.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Jean-Claude Van Beatrice.
Jean-Claude Van Beatrice, nice.
Big bad Beatrice Borgs.
Has anybody got any clues? Any guesses on this? Serious guesses, I mean.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Is it?
Because I remember the packaging
you
when
keep
you got
saying
it.
That.
I know. This is me at a quiz every time. It's on the tip of my tongue, you know.
Oh, I know this.
I know this one. I know this. Tell me the answer and I'll know it. That's exactly it.
Brilliant.
Don't know it.
Okay.
Tell us,
so
please.
It's Armored Insect Battalion Beatrice. Sometimes,
my goodness.
Yeah.
Sometimes you will see it written as Armored Insect Corps Beatrice. As well. Yeah. It's often written as that, but technically it's Battalion Beatrice, but you do see it written as Corps Beatrice as well. I would have accepted either. I'm feeling slightly generous, Jason. I'll give you a half a point for Beatrice.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do I get half a point for Beatrice as well?
Did you say Beatrice?
Yeah.
Did you have that?
Yeah, that's what I had as well. I assumed that was what the title was called.
Half points all around.
Your question was going to be, what was the one that didn't get made? Or whatever. It's going to be Papil.
Should have gone with that, actually, but I didn't. So, Liam, you're now on 43.5. Jason, you're on 22.5.
Yes.
Okay, next question.
It's getting close.
We are. List all the modes, 6 points to this. List all the modes that G1 Quick Switch can turn into. 6 possible points.
Oh, what am I missing? Oh, there we go.
I was going to say, one of them, when you get it, you might be like, eh?
One of them is like a mode, and you're like, oh, of course it is.
Yeah, exactly. You don't think of it, do you?
Yeah. I'm hoping Jason's got like all sorts of random modes. It turns into a circus. and a super soaker. A hot tub.
A camshaft.
A camshaft. A friend.
Beatbox. A wankel engine.
Which one of the Deluxe Insecticons was he?
Yeah. It was so funny earlier, Jason, when you were like, I knew this about the Deluxe Insecticons, and I didn't say it at the time, but I was thinking, mate, you didn't even know that they weren't Autobots.
I know, they didn't want to bring that up.
But I did.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
So I've been outed.
Right, how are we doing?
I've got four.
You've got four modes.
Four very vague four modes.
Four modes. Okay.
Wait.
You don't want to get FOMO. I think I've got six.
I've got six written down,
but I think I've
got six. Okay, okay. Jason, we'll come to you first then.
Please do.
Sure. What have we got?
Robot.
Robot is a point. That should be an easy point.
That was the one I wasn't sure on.
Tank?
Tank?
No! I'm not having this.
Yeah, no. It's not really a tank.
It's a little. Well, it's like a little. It's a little roly. But it's such a weird mode, isn't it?
He has to say the word.
There's a word needed to get you over the line.
Okay.
What precedes tank?
Oh, attack tank.
No.
Attack a tank.
Okay, tank right. No, hovercraft. Definitely.
That's a point. That's a point. 2 points.
Animal?
Yes. Technically. I don't know if that's enough.
Can't remember what animal, if I'm honest.
Come on, man.
Okay. So 2 points.
And plane.
I'll give you plane. I'm feeling generous. I'll give you plane. Yeah.
What is this? Come on, man.
I'm feeling generous. But between the last three, I'm inclined to give some half points. So we'll... Well, total it up to three overall.
Did you give him a point for animal?
No.
No, I didn't get a point for animal. No. I cannot remember what it is.
No.
Oh, no, wait. Yeah. Is it not a tiger?
No.
No.
I'm taking a point off now. Yeah. You're just guessing.
I could be wrong on this one as well, Jason. Okay, go on. I've got to cover my back here.
So you've got robot.
So we've got the drill tank.
The drill tank is a point.
Oh, well done. Yeah.
We've got the hovercraft.
Hovercraft is a point.
We've got the puma.
Puma is a point.
Yes.
Technically flying puma, but we'll go with puma. That's fine.
Puma. Yeah.
The gun laser pistol mode.
Pistol. Oh, yeah. Laser pistol. Yeah.
Robot, obviously.
Robot, yeah.
And then his jet spaceship thing.
Yeah, it's a jet.
Jet plane.
You got all six. Well done.
Well done, Liam. That's great.
Really, that was a puma one.
Because it was like camshaft. I wrote it down first thing and was like, that's right. And then as soon as you start looking at him, you go, hang on, but what if it isn't?
Yeah, doubt.
The doubt, totally.
It's a drill tank, Jason. Drill tank.
I know. I'm so gutted about that.
I'll be generous, Jason. We'll give you 3 points for that. I think it's a generous three points.
It's generous, but let's be honest, Liam's won by a long way.
So Liam's on 49.5. Jason, you're on 25.5. So we got just a couple more quick questions. We'll knock these out.
You still win, Jason. I played mini golf with my girlfriend once, and she was winning by miles all the way around. And the last hole was like a novelty hole, one shot in a million. And they were like, if you get it in, you win the whole thing.
Oh, right.
And it was one of those super trick shots. So they were like,
we need to decide it.
Nobody could do it. And you won like tons of free stuff.
Yeah.
And I freaking got it, didn't I?
Amazing.
The game just might be like 10 shots behind. And my girlfriend, she's never forgiven me or forgotten.
There you go, Jason. Look out for Liam's novelty hole.
Yeah. Please don't put anything in there.
Never to return. It's
going to get it right in there, and you should be. You'll win
the
whole thing.
Chiropractors before you know it.
Right. Next question.
It's a trap.
This is question number 9. Lots of points to be earned on this one.
No, it's question 10. We're question 10 then.
No, question 9.
You got the bonuses.
Got the bonuses as well. Oh, sorry. There was a bonus. There was a bonus for the last one, I will tell you.
Ooh,
I forgot to say this. This is a quick one. Bonus. What was six shots, seventh mode, as seen in the Headmaster's cartoon, which the toy can also do?
The classic.
The classic.
Yeah. Base mode.
What?
No.
Damn.
I did not expect that. Guess.
It was a good guess, wasn't it?
If in doubt, go for base mode. I like the style, yeah. Liam, so what was it?
The Winged Wolf.
Winged Wolf, yes, thank you very much.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. The secret.
Of course,
I
knew it. Of course, that's all we knew it. So Liam, you're now on 50.5, well done.
Not that.
Can I just, do I get an extra point if I'm on the correct numbering? Because
The first question was about the Seacons.
Seacons.
Next one was all about the Action Masters. Then it was the Diaclones. Then it was who the leader was. Then it was who you could see through the scope. Then it was the height of Fortress Maximus.
Oh, no, you are right. Yeah. Because for some reason I'm missing it. Yeah, okay, I'll give you an extra half a point.
Wait, what? No, that's not a question.
Well, yeah. I'll give you an extra half a point.
Can I get an extra point if I can tell you what our podcast is called?
Why it's called
don't you know? Oh, no. Don't you know? Jason needs the help. Come on.
I really do.
I'm not into this. I'm a stickler for a numbering system. I'm all about integrity of the game and competition.
Plenty of integrity of the game. You can either lurch further forward ahead with this one, Liam, or Jason might catch you up. We'll have to see. So, who are the Decepticon 1987 Headmaster Nebulons? And there are six.
Potential
Nebulons.
Oh, man. Jason, if you can name these, I can name...
One of them should be easy. Think about the toys they come with, but there are six.
Yeah, totally.
I've got two off the top of my head.
How many are you thinking, Jace?
I'm stuck on one. I can see him.
Quite hard with this quiz.
I can see his hair. I'm starting to change it. I'm starting to turn into him a little bit as well with my hair going grey. Oh,
brilliant.
I'm writing down the flipping Autobot ones out of habit as well.
Six to be had.
Yeah, I've got two that I remember.
Wait, hang on. Did you say Power Masters?
No.
Headmasters. Yeah, Headmasters, sorry.
1987, to be clear. Headmasters. Not 88, yeah. 1987 Headmasters. Nebulons.
Oh, this is so, like, literally, I can remember the panel in the UK comic where they intro them all, and they're, like, with their partner. Oh.
You're going to tell me once I give you the answer. You're going to say,
I'm going to be like, is it going to really annoy me? Because freaking spoiler, but Scorponok's Headmaster.
Well, that to me is the obvious one.
I know that's it is really obvious because like, I totally can see him. I can see his face.
With his silver hair, yeah.
Yeah, silver hair. Can I remember his name? No, I cannot.
Right. Let's see how we go. How many do you think you've got there, Liam?
Two.
Jason?
Yeah.
Zero. And it's going to really annoy me.
Do you
want
to take a guess? Take a guess at Scorponok's one?
Phil.
It's like, it's not Doctor. He's like...
No, it's definitely not.
It's not Doctor.
Dr. Archival.
I've got a doc. Yeah, I was going to say that. Dr. Archival.
Bert.
Bert and Ernie. Bert and Ernie. Yeah. I know.
Come on, Leon. Let's have your two.
That's obviously Zarak.
Oh.
Monzo.
Weird Wolf. Yeah, Monzo is Weird Wolf's Nebulon.
The one that's driving me crazy is freaking Mind Wipes and Scorecrunch. And I just can't remember it. It's right there.
So Zarek was Scorponok. Monzo is Weird Wolf. Vorath is Mind Wipe.
Vorath, yeah, of course it is.
Grax is Skullcruncher.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's why I wrote Gort, because I was like, one of them is Grr, and I was like, oh, which one is Grax? That's the one.
Krunk is Snapdragons.
Krunk.
And Spasma is Apeface.
Spasma,
I freaking
brilliant.
Wrote Krunk and then crossed it out, thinking, I'm the f***ing guy off Emperor's New Groove. Cusco. You know when he's going down the stairs, they're like, of course it's not Krunk going to...
Krunk. It is Krunk as well, isn't it? That's what he's called.
That's so brilliant.
Is it Krunk from the Emperor's... It is a Krunk from the Emperor's New Groove, isn't it? Yeah.
Brilliant. I never made that connection. I crossed it right out and went, of course it's not. That's the guy from Emperor's New Groove. I was thinking, is it Krunk? And I was like, no, Krunk's the thing.
That's hilarious.
Why am I thinking Krunk? That was Krunk is why.
Liam, you're still on 51.5,
Well,
mate.
Honestly,
it's
amazing.
Pretty good. Jason,
wait. I got two there.
Yeah, yeah. That's with the.
What was I on?
You were on 49.5.
Was that? I thought I was on 50.
Honestly, you've trashed
now
me.
You're on 50. Don't worry.
I thought I was on 50. I was on 50 before we got here.
No. Don't think so. Oh, no, you were. Sorry, I'll go back up. Trying to keep track of this and laughing at the
giving
same time.
Giving Jason extra half points.
No, you're right. I'll take it back.
For knowing his own bloody name.
He didn't include my extra half point.
I missed the last score. Yeah. So, no, Jason, you're on 26. Why did I put you on 26? Oh, you got a half point. That was it.
I got a half point for being on the right number.
Yeah. Fair enough. And Liam, you are now on 52.5.
Thank you very much.
Whoa. Is that double what I've got?
Sorry, this is where my competitive side comes.
And look at you, arms on hips.
Damn point.
Hang on a minute. Yeah.
Smashes his mic.
Two more questions. One more question proper, And then like a bonus round, and then we're done. How does that
okay.
sound?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Good. That's good. Yeah, go for it.
So last question, which was supposed to be question 10, but it's question 11. Can you spell the name hunger correctly as per the toy packaging? It has varied. I will be upfront and say it has varied in different media and things like this. But on the toys box, how do you spell it?
Okay.
Hunger from 1987.
See, this one I'm not sure on. I know in one form. Because it's like you say, it's varied all over, hasn't it? And they've done it different ways.
Yeah. This is the way I would spell it. But it has been different in like the comic and things like that. Right, what do we think?
What are you going with, Jason?
Yeah, Jason?
So I went for H-U-N-G-U-R. R. R.
How many R's?
Three.
Okay. Liam, what's your answer?
Oh, no. If he's close, then I'm wrong because I had it as H-U-N hyphen G-R-R.
Did you have a hyphen in yours, Jason, or not?
No, I didn't have a hyphen in mine.
Oof. Now I've got to be thinking about how lenient I am with this then.
Yeah, I've got H-U-N hyphen G-R-R-R.
Okay, so the actual spelling on the toys box is H-U-N hyphen G-U-R-R-R. Three R's.
I missed the hyphen.
You did miss the hyphen. I'm sort of debating how harsh I want to be on that because I feel like it was a good effort other than that.
I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be a little bit generous. I'm going to give you both a half point for that, I think.
Fair.
Just to keep it even, because you both had merit. Liam got the hyphen. Jason, you got the spelling, but missed the hyphen. So I think a half point all round.
That's why we're triple
fair.
Takeover, you see?
Yeah.
You're good as a team.
Seems fair.
That's what it
seems
is.
Fair.
You could get another. Yeah, exactly. You could get another bonus point, though. What third mode did the Hunger toy in 1987? What was it? Third mode was it originally planned to have, but is not in the instructions.
Is it fourth?
Fourth mode, I suppose you could say. Oh. Yes, after Combiner and Double-Headed Dragon and Robot. What was the extra mode that was planned but not included?
Is it a base mode?
Jason, what do you think?
Gorilla.
I mean, wow.
Should have gone base mode.
You should have gone base mode because that would have been a point. Yeah.
Damn. Oh, no.
Liam, you're up to 54, mate.
I felt that was the right answer when Liam said it, so I couldn't steal that from him.
So, yeah, Liam, that puts you one out in front of 54. Oh, Jason,
well done, Liam.
26.5. Oof. We do have, though, the bonus round. This is the last round, and there's plenty of points here. This could be worth an almighty 26 points.
What?
26 points up for grabs here. So,
I'm having this. This feels grossly unfair.
Liam, I feel like it's only fair to say, I tell you what, if Jason gets this, all 26 of them, I'm going to add a few points on and he could still win it. So this is your glory hole or whatever you were calling it.
Where's the quit button? I'm out.
End session.
Yeah. If Jason gets 26 out of 26 on this.
Right.
What kind of question has 26 mini points?
It's 26 points.
I think
this
might have been planned.
Yeah.
What kind of quiz is this?
Right. It's a great quiz. That's what this is.
It's a triple takeover.
I have nothing but contempt for this quiz.
Right. Well, what can I say? I'm the face of death.
Is this a practice for TFN Mini? You're going to do this in the bar?
Yeah, it should be. We should do this in the bar.
It should be, actually. Yeah.
So here we go. So what we'll do, I'll read out this list. Here are 26 Transformers names. Which of these are real G1 Transformers toys? G1, though, released during G1. They're all Transformers, I should say. All of these are Transformers. Not all of them are G1, as in back in the 1980s or early 90s, G1 toys. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Hang on. How many are you doing? 26.
26. So we're going to do them quick fire. Was it a G1 toy or not? Or was it released later?
So it's a yes and no again.
Yeah. Yes and no. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we don't have to write these down?
Let's do it quick fire. Let's do it quick fire.
Okay.
And you can answer as we go. How's that?
Okay, cool.
Okay.
So what do we think? You could just shout yes or no, and we'll award a point based on that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's try. Yeah? Let's see what, me and Liam are going to wait when we're not sure.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be fun. Like, it'll be fun. Woo! Just shout it out. Shout it out.
Okay,
we'll do it
okay
like
cool.
That.
Right, okay, right. Let's go. Right.
Number one, Slag.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. Both got a point. Nightbeat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Flare Up.
No.
No.
Very good. Both got a point. Clench.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. Shot Hole.
No.
No.
Very good. Excellent. You might see where I'm going with some of these names.
Well, yeah. Some of them I keep thinking, there's so many MicroMasters that have yeah. names.
Oh, I hadn't thought about those. Oh, dear.
Exactly. Yeah. Randy.
No.
No.
Very good. It's a Beast Wars toy. Lube.
Of course. Yes.
Yes.
Very good. I'm glad I'm impressed so far. Oil Pan.
Yes.
Yes. He's
it's a no.
Oh, is it a no?
It's a no. Yeah, it's a later toy. It's not a G1 toy. There is a Transformer called Oil Pan, but not in G1. So that is that's a no on both of you. Ooh. Big Daddy.
No.
Yes.
Liam's taking it ahead. Yeah, it's a real one. Yeah. Jason, you've stumbled, mate. You've
gone. No.
Yeah, what can I say? Ramhorn.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, it's a point each. Slapper.
Yes.
No.
Liam, you've got ahead again, mate. Oh, yeah, that's a Beast Wars toy. Jason, sorry. I hardly know her.
Oh, there it is.
Hey.
Oh, 6-0 bingo. Where's my...
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Leaf.
No.
No.
It is a G1 toy. Yeah, it's a G1 Japanese MicroMaster.
Oh, really?
That's not fair.
Yeah, it counts, man. It counts. I said there might be some Japanese ones in this.
Oh,
yeah,
sneaks.
It counts. Slowpoke.
Yes.
Yes.
Liam's thinking.
No, I said yes.
He said yes. Oh, yeah, he said yes. Yeah. It is one. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yay.
Yeah. Yeah. Rodney.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No, you said no. I'm going to accept first answer. Yeah, it's first answer.
Come on, man.
It is. It's one of the Japanese headmasters. Drill Nuts.
Yes.
No.
It's not one. No, it's Beast Wars, Jason. Sorry.
Bloody Beast Wars.
Yeah. Thunderlips.
No.
No.
No, that's not one. Yeah, that is a later Transformers name, though.
It's Hulk Hogan's character in Rocky 3.
Okay, there you go. And also a later Transformer. These are all real Transformers, by the way, even the ones that are G1. Oh,
really?
Yeah. There is a Transformer called Thunderlips.
Drill Nuts, I've always been fond of because of the
Brilliant.
Name.
Yeah,
Thunderlips. Hot Link.
Yes. Ooh. Oh, damn, no. I said it already.
Yes, so I've got to accept first answer. It's a no. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a new one.
It's a new one. Yeah,
it was a cartoon. It was in the retroactively in the cartoon, but yeah, Alan.
Yes.
Yes.
There is one called Alan, Japanese MicroMaster.
Mm-hmm.
Discharge.
No, I'm going to go with no.
Okay, I'm going to go no because you laughed.
There is one called Discharge.
Oh no,
yeah.
Damn!
Jason, don't follow me on the Discharge.
Yeah, exactly. It's a female character as well. It's one of the Japanese female Discharge. It's one of the Japanese
one of
MicroMasters.
Wow!
From the 6 Turbo
choices
set.
Were made.
Little fire engine. She's lovely, actually. Lovely little toy. Yeah,
they did not think that name through.
No,
it really didn't. Didn't translate well.
Next one, Buffalo Dump.
Do you know, it's so stupid, I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to go with no.
It's a no, yeah. It almost was. There was a toy considered for release in the European era called Buffalo Dump, but it never went beyond the concept.
I was thinking of those Takara Headmasters that had like weird little alternate modes and stuff. I was thinking, was there one there?
But yeah, no. Yeah, of course. But no, yeah. Windbreaker.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was one, yeah, well done. Hole Punch.
Yes.
Yes.
As a gift.
Oh, I said that too excitedly, Jason.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? Yeah.
You sounded too confident, yeah. Power Hug.
Yes. No. That is one. Oh, no. Oh, damn.
It's not. No, it's Beast Wars.
Beast Wars.
Beast Wars.
Bloody Beast Wars.
Jack Shot.
That's got to be one. That's got to be a Japanese one. It's so ridiculous.
I'm going to say no, but I bet it is.
It's a no. You know, it's a no. Yeah, you're right, Liam. Yeah. So Liam takes a point.
I thought I didn't know Jack so much.
Jack Shot, yeah.
Jack Shot.
Erector.
Yes.
Yeah.
Has to be, doesn't it? We all know that one. And Laser Cock.
No.
Okay, sure. That's actually a battle beast, I'll tell you. Yeah. So, yeah, you both got that one right. I will say, technically, it's not actually called Laser Cock. It's Razor Cuckoo.
But, Razor Cuckoo.
For years, people mistranslated it as Laser Cock. And I was quite taken with that. So let me just total up. So
well, I got 12 wrong from my notes.
Okay, let me see. Liam, you got 23, I think.
Hey, that's all right.
I should have just counted the ones you got wrong. It would have been a lot quicker.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I distinctly remember getting two wrong.
Yeah. So. I think you got three. And Jason?
I got 12 wrong.
I'll trust you, mate.
I'll allow it.
So. You'll allow
14?
It,
14?
Yeah.
I won't demand a recount.
So you got 14. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Jason, that puts you on an almighty 40.5 overall.
Woo! Yay!
It's not bad. It's pretty good, I think.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Liam, you got 77.
Oh, Liam.
Still pissed off about them C-cons. Yeah. Just really irritated.
That's amazing, though. Well done.
Woo! Was that fun?
That was great.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. So good. That was good fun.
That's
good.
A lot of fun.
You should see me on a football pitch when I'm losing. It's much worse than this.
Yeah, right. Well, you were winning the whole way through, mate. You're on a real streak.
Do you know what the total potential points was? Was
it? No idea.
No idea.
Maybe someone at home counted them up. I don't know. Let's say 100. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks about 100, but yeah.
They didn't know Jack shot about that.
Yeah, exactly.
That quick fire round at the end, that was brilliant. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, I was killing myself laughing, putting the names down, honestly. It was some of them that was just really making me laugh. It was when I got to things like Thunder Lips and Drill Nuts that I was like...
Absolutely. It's amazing how much of this stuff is buried in my brain somewhere, though. You know, it's like, what have I missed that I, you know, I probably left the gas on or the oven or something like that, because I know that there's a character called Thunder Lips, you know.
Yeah, so Hole Punch.
And Crunk. That was the other one that burned me, because I wrote it down and I knew it. No, Emperor New Groove.
Well, well done. This has been great fun. If you have been playing at home, we'd love to know what your honest scores are. Like, you know, don't feel that you have to overinflate it or anything like that. But did you beat either of our hosts? That would be lovely to hear about as well. You can hit us up and let us know. But yeah, and would you like to hear more Triple Takeover quizzes? Because I feel like this is a little format that may have legs, so we can always come back and do this another time. So do let us know. Okay, so that's going to do it for the quiz, but the show is not over because we have our Patreon segment coming up. First of all, I do want to mention that this episode is sponsored by tfsource.com, so do check them out for your Transformers and third-party needs. But if you want to get more content like this, you want to be on our Patreon, don't you, lads?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because we've got 5 glorious tiers on there. You can be everything from a, unapologetic rant, but it is apologetic rant. And you can sign up for £1 a month and just help us keep the lights on. Or you can be a man in pig and get access to episodes like this up to and sometimes even over a week early. We've got a new episode dropping for our patrons today, funnily enough, but work out the mental gymnastics for yourself of when that was at the time of recording. I don't know. But then you can be an inner beast, and you can get on our Discord, which is, as we always say, all three of us say this, it's the popping place to be.
Do we all say that?
Yeah, we all say that. I've heard all of us say that at one point or another. Can't stop Liam saying it sometimes.
Yeah, no. Unironically, too. Indeed. Popping off.
It is popping off. Popping off. Yeah, indeed. Mm. A lot of discharge going on. Anyway, or you could be if you still want to be on our Patreon, you could be a Sixos butler and get access to fortnightly minisodes and even commission your own minisodes as well. So we've just done, what are some of the ones we've just done recently? We've just done one on voice actors. One on the new HasLab. We've done loads of them. Some really good stuff. Yeah. Some really good stuff. Or you could be a Goldbox Classics, our top tier, and then you get access to fortnightly mini series as well. And we've got currently 4 ongoing series. We've got Jason's Titans Return. We've got IDW read through as well, More Than Meets the Eye. We're currently reading through Skybound's Transformers series as well and the associated comics. And of course, we've got the legendary Tapman as well. So any hints for the next Tapman, Liam?
Well, we recently did He-Man, but the next one, I think it's going to be quite special.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
No hints.
Okay.
That makes it sound like I know what it is, but I'm just...
lots of people keep suggesting Visionaries to you, I know, but...
I just want Zoids.
That's got to be an episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Might do that one as a full app, right? Interesting. Okay. All for another day. Yeah. But yeah, so if you do sign up at our top tier, that does mean that you get access to weekly exclusive recordings, extra recordings on top of what you're hearing here. So that is pretty good, I think. Not to mention the Discord and all of that other good stuff. Bonus artwork, loads of stuff. And we do have some new patrons, don't we, Jason?
We do. Yeah. So we've got 2 on a Goldbox Classic. So we can say a very warm welcome to TF Joebot. who's joined us, and also Elliot Wright. Very warm welcome to those two lovely guys. Already jumped in and having lots of chat with those, sharing all the stocking up of boxes from what I could tell and what goes in your loft. Yeah. And then we've also got Sixels Butler, Andy TF The Show has joined us as well. So very warm good welcome guy. To all three of you guys.
Yeah.
Do we not have J2 as well?
Do we? Was that in my notes?
Yeah, that was also another Goldbox Classics.
Missed that one.
Okay, sure. So welcome to yeah. J2. It was the third new Goldbox Classics member this month.
Oh yeah, at the top of the I have to click that. J2, right, of course. Yeah.
Right at the top of the list there, yeah.
Right there.
First name on the list.
Admin system needs a restructure.
Yes. God, that's right. So we had TF Jobot, J2, and Elliot Wright coming in at Goldbox.
Yeah, three
Classic.
Of them, yeah.
Of course
yeah.
we did. Yeah. Yeah. Very warm welcome yeah. to all three. And a shout out again for Andy, TF The Show, who comes in at the six.
It's Butler. Andy, from the TF The Show podcast. Yeah. He's a good dude. I love that guy. He's a really good dude. They all are. Jobot as well.
That guy got cropped.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you're right to call out, although they are a rival podcast, technically, TF The Show. It's worth a listen, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. I was on it the other week.
Is that why it's worth a listen?
Every time I am. If you want to see me on video on YouTube, I've been on it a few times. Good show. Good fun. Good bunch of lads.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, moonlighting, are you, Liam? That's
nice
what it is.
Chaps.
Yeah.
Looking forward to having a pint up in that Manchester.
Yeah, indeed. We're all looking forward to that. A couple of pints shall be had. And old TF Jobot is a lovely bloke as well. Definitely worth a follow on the old Twitter.
I love how he displays his collection. He's got all your hot rods in it and all your Optimus Primes. Looks amazing. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, it's done very much by character, isn't it? And so it's. I mean, it's like a wall of hot rods. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
It's so cool.
Really quite impressive, visually stunning collection. Absolutely. Well, welcome to those fellas. Thanks
indeed.
For being on board.
Yeah.
And another perk?
Indeed, more perks. You get to ask questions to us, gents. So we've got three questions tonight, guys, this as well. So first one are from the Mapes brothers, who you may know. How do you decide which subject to do for each episode?
Who you may know.
Look, it's not. That's Maz's segment, not mine. I'm just, you may know.
You've tweaked it from who you
recognize. Like the knockoff
version. The KO brothers,
whom you may know.
This is like the DX9 version of
exactly.
Just slightly loose joints on the Mapes brothers. Sorry, Mapes brothers.
Freedom leader. There we go. So ex-translots.
Okay. You may have heard of them. That's it, isn't it? Yeah.
Who you may have
whom you may have heard of.
Yes. Wow. You may be acquainted with their presence.
Is that your Grimlock voice again coming out there?
I'm bringing it in, exactly. Wearing his little apron, you know, with his tray. That was what I was tunneling through to the podcast. Anyway, the Mapes brothers.
What was the
question? So it was this lovely question. How do you decide which subject to do for each episode, or is it more of something just clicks?
Oh, it's rigorously planned, isn't it?
Well,
every time.
Yeah. Stress tested, you know, it goes through all the phases. There's
workshop.
Multiple checks and balances, there's all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know, my actual written out answer that I put here is like, we're planning now, but the guys were totally winging it before I made this into a serious business. That's
Oh, is that right? That's
wow.
Is that how it is?
That's totally how it is. Yeah, all the cats.
You know. Who is this Jason?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah, serious business. Ooh. You know, yeah.
We had negative Jason the other week.
Then we did.
Flipping, foot down Jason. Overlord Jason.
Let's be honest. 6-0 comes in with a lot of ideas and then we knock it about and then we end up doing something else.
Yeah.
That does seem quite to be our method,
It used to be we had a ginormous list, didn't it? And we worked through it, and then gradually we sort of started running out of things, or, you know, not running out as such, but we just like other ideas pop in, don't they? And
would you know, it's one of the things that it always amazed me that you guys do have, there's a lot of ideas. Each week I'm thinking, oh, what are we going to do? And then there's a lot of stuff.
I think there's just, the reason is because there's so much enthusiasm between all of us for all of these topics. So it's like a topic will come up, and very often we won't do particular topics because it's almost like there's so much enthusiasm for it that we want to get it right. So I think a lot of times we don't talk about a particular thing. Like someone recently, we did an episode on animated, and a few people were like, oh, I can't believe it's taken you this long to do a proper animated episode. And it was almost like, I think we had one comment, didn't we? Someone was like, oh, you must not be fans or something. And it was like, no, actually, it's the opposite. We're such big fans of Transformers Animated that we were just like, not so much daunted, but like, we just wanted to do it justice. You know, it's like, you want to get it right. And
there's always a time and a place for certain things. Exactly. It's like, you're waiting for that moment where we're all swept up in it again. Because it was like R.I.D., Transformers the movie, these are big subjects that we left because it's like you want to do them, but you want to do it at the right time. The movie, 2007 movie, wasn't it? All these things, they all come at specific times, but it's when you're all like, Revenge this feels the like Fallen. The time to do it. It's never happening, but it's always when it feels, there'll never be a right time for that. There's never be a right time.
Yeah, probably never a right time, but there will be a time.
Do the toys.
I think it's fair to say that we do try and mix it up as well, don't we? That's one thing that we're trying to do. And also just now we've realized that taking some stuff out and doing it, like with the animated, we're like, oh, we need to take that character out and do that as its own thing, which is and do it justice. So
I think we do try and mix it up,
but there'll definitely be more animated. There'll be more animated.
And we need to come back and do Beast Wars second as well, the bad guys.
That's true. Oh, cool. That was one of my early ones. That'd be cool.
We'll come back to that.
So question two then, this is from John Pearl. Is there a colour scheme, deco, you would have liked to have seen in an official capacity for MP10 that never happened? John says he saw a custom in Diaclone Magnus blue and black, which was an official release.
I think this is a really timely question because, of course, we've just done our MP10s minisode where we ranked them, didn't we? Kind of. So, okay. I don't know. Yeah, Magnus is a good one. The Powered Convoy blue, that would have been nice to see.
Yeah.
Just any of those trainer ones, you know, like Elephant and Viatech and all of those crazy ones that they never did. I would love to see some of those actually happen. Be well up for all of them, those Atmos ones. Just knock those out. Cool.
After seeing the different shoe ones, I would like to have seen them do the Jordan cement red, cement gray, infrared sort of colors they do. Black, with the red, the grey, that print that they tend to do on Jordan 4s a lot. And I would love to have seen that on an MP10 mold.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be cool. Mine was Fireguts Optimus Prime, because we've never had that, have we?
Nice.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Tango Prime. That would have been
amazing. Yeah, Tango Prime. I would love that. Because we've got Make Toys, isn't it, who did their version?
Fans Hobby, sorry,
version.
And there was the Classics mold was done in it for a BotCon set.
Yeah,
That would be really nice. You're right.
It would be cool, wouldn't it? That'd be lovely.
Orange.
Yeah, totally. Mm. And then our last question, which is from Charlie Chappelle, which is the correct way to pronounce his name, or Charlie Chappell. Hello, lads. Love listening to the pod.
Why did you go back and do it incorrectly?
Did I do it right the first time?
You got it.
Yes. Go. Right. You can just cut that. Oh, it's probably
then you undid it.
Well, I'm hedging my bets now. That's all I'm doing from now on.
Say it several different ways.
Yeah,
one
several
of these
different ways. Yeah, exactly.
Is correct.
Exactly. Ah, cool. I'm pleased with myself then.
Good.
We've achieved something.
I've achieved it. I've got a name right first time and then undid it. So, hello, lads. Love listening to the pod. Thank you, Charlie. Keep up the great work. My question comes from listening to the 1987 episode again. Which fiction do you prefer or lean more towards with the Headmasters and Targetmasters, the Rebirth or the Headmasters Japanese cartoon fiction? Sixo, what's your answer?
Definitely, I think Rebirth for me, just because it's what I grew up with. Do you know what I mean? I think it's interesting that there was no mention of the Marvel comic, though, in the question, because I guess that was a big part. I read that as a kid, and that definitely sticks in my mind. Pretty firmly as well. So I don't know. This is a tricky one because I was always aware of both the cartoon and the comic. So I in my head, even as a child, there was always two origins for these characters.
Yeah.
So and it never bothered me that there were two. I just knew, okay, if you're reading the comic, it's this. If you're watching the cartoon, it's that. I think overall, on balance, probably the cartoon is the one that sticks in my head the most, even though I was more drawn to the comic overall than the cartoon. As a kid, if that sort of makes sense.
It does, yeah. Because I think I had the same thing. It's like it was the comic that was the main influence for me.
across this stuff. I didn't know anything about Headmaster's Japanese cartoon fiction.
No, not at the time, no.
Yeah, it's not the stuff that I know. What about you, Liam?
Easily the rebirth.
Yeah.
It makes sense, and even in its truncated short amount of episodes, it makes way more sense than The Headmasters, which is a terrible and boring show, no matter what you think about it. Even its own internal fiction of the Headmasters being some, there's small Cybertronian children who get sent
it's
away
a weird
into
one. Yeah.
A weird desert planet somewhere and get sucked into a void and all this sort of nonsense going off. Right. But the rebirth, for all its faults, man, it chucks in so much at such speed, but it largely makes sense. You know, there's nothing in it where you go, this is just nonsense and doesn't make no sense at all. It really does just go from one place to another with a lot of stuff chucked in, but it's fine and it works. It makes more sense for how those guys became headmasters, power, all those sort of things.
Yeah, totally. That's it. That's our questions. Thanks so much to the patrons for those. Always good. And Liam, if anyone wants to buy some merch, where would they go?
Well, just the place. But I had a nice message from somebody today. They were saying, I had one from Vincent from Cape St. Vincent.
What?
They're saying, I'm just enjoying the sunshine. Just want to let you know I'm having a quick pina colada and, a hot dog or whatever food you eat on a beach. And, I'm just wearing one of your triple takeover t-shirts. Keep up the good work, guys. Oh, thanks, Vincent. That was so nice of you. I hope Cape St. Vincent is really, really warm and sunny, wherever it is in the world. But,
It's in Portugal, no? In Portugal.
Well, I didn't ask for his that much detail, man. I just,
It's private. GDPR, not allowed.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Brilliant.
So I didn't ask for his postcode, God.
His postcode.
Yeah, be like Vincent. Head over to rebel.com/people/triple-together/explore and buy yourself some nice summer wear or just clothes or stuff. Yeah, if you enjoyed our quiz and you want to tell us how many you got, what your real score was, no cheating, come and find us on social media. We are at Triple Takeover all over the place. And guys, 6-0 or old Quizmaster Ultra Magnus Magnusson.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
Ultra
like
Magnus
that.
Magnus.
Yeah.
I like that. That's
like
good.
That. Yeah, that's good.
Where could people find you?
Well, I'll tell you where people can find me, Liam. Before we do that, I did just briefly check the weather forecast in Portugal at this time of year. It's funny because it's pretty overcast and cloudy there at the moment with chances of rain. So it's funny that your old mate is out drinking pina coladas in the sunshine or whatever. So.
This was the other day. This wasn't like
what
right
was it?
Now.
Right.
Yeah.
Different weather then, I guess.
Different weather.
Good, a sunny spell. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That must be that then. Okay. Just thought I'd mention that in case there was any
global
kind of
warming, isn't it?
Right.
All kicking off.
You're thinking he's not real. This is,
perish the
he's probably out there fighting forest fires and all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I knew there would be an explanation, but.
Throwing his pina colada on the fire. It's true.
Right. Okay. So, where can people find me? They can find me anywhere that you get that little app symbol.
Don't you dare.
You might notice on the internet that there's this little at symbol that's typically used in usernames and communication and things like that. And wherever you may see that symbol, I would be there on that same social platform as well.
I'm editing this episode. You might just hear a long beep here.
Right. Just a little bit.
Exactly.
Twitter. Oh, give me a sub on YouTube. That'll do. There you go. Go and give me at 6ATF on YouTube. Give me a sub.
Don't deserve it now.
Yeah, do it.
Go and watch his excellent Missing Link video.
Thanks,
I watched that when I was transforming him because I couldn't figure out if his thigh should actually swivel because mine was so tight.
Mine or the toys?
I know you've got good swivelly thighs.
I was going to say, only one of those things is confirmed in the video. You have to see which it was.
It was when we were talking about it, and I said I just discovered he's got loud, clicky ratchets.
I know.
The dog, and you wrote back straight away. You were like, "Oh, well, you should have watched my video." And it was funny because
I literally
am watching your video, and I was literally 5 seconds away from that moment.
I nearly followed up with, "Did you like and subscribe?"
I definitely hit the line.
Down thumb.
I do subscribe anyway. So,
Oh dear,
Jason. Oh, Jay Swags, where on the Angel Fire and GeoCities can they find you?
MySpace.com/JaySwags.com will take you to
my interview with Maz back in the day and my collection, because I've still not made a website. And it'll take you there. And my hips can swivel. So.
Whoa.
Okay.
Bonus. Does
Jason have to one too many sangrias with them swivelly hips?
Hang on, you said bonus there, didn't you? I double check what it was.
It was bonus. B-O-N-E-U-S.
Wow. Talking about your massive Hornby again for a minute. I don't know.
Okay. So, and I am officially Toy Box Soapbox anywhere there's an at.
Officially.
Officially. Yes. Trademark registered. Etc. Etc.
Excellent. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's quiz. As I say, if you've played at home and you've enjoyed it, do let us know how you got on, really. Would you like to hear more quizzes like this as well? Because I'm certainly up for doing this again. I thought it was great fun. And I say that as the person that had all the answers and still didn't get all of them. So never mind. But yeah, if you have enjoyed it, do let us know and we'll catch you next time.
Started and now you've finished.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
That should end really on that that noise from Mastermind. You know, the beep, beep,
yeah,
beep.
Sure.
Beep,
that would be funny. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. Oh, that's the use at 10. What am I doing?
He's getting it wrong.
I'm getting all the music.
There's the
wrong.
Post credits, anyway. There is the post credits.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Brilliant.